this Monday, November 7th, St. Joseph notified officials of the Scott & White Health Plan based in Temple that we would not be renewing the St. Joseph contract with Scott & White Health Plan when it expires in April, at the end of April 2012, so in about 6 months. St. Joseph has a contract, an exclusive inpatient contract for hospital services through the end of that time, and has determined after a close review that we will not be renewing that contract. So we will be an out-of-network provider on the Scott & White insurance beginning May 1st, 2012. That decision, again, was we've done careful and thorough study since Scott & White announced that they would be building a hospital in College Station. And after looking at it very closely, we just determined that we've had a longstanding partnership with Scott & White, exclusively seeing all their patients here at St. Joseph, and just came to a point where we said we really can't be a business partner and a competitor at the same time. That was just not feasible. So it's our effort and attempt to give Scott & White Health Plan patients as much time as we possibly could. That's why it's an announcement that we're not renewing 6 months down the road, to give people time to make a smooth transition to what they need to do in terms of their care. Now, for the next 6 months until the end of April, St. Joseph Hospitals will continue to serve Scott & White insured patients. We'll continue to care for them and see them for hospitalization and surgical services. But as of May 1st, we would be out of network, and then it will be Scott & White Health Plan's determination of where their patients would seek hospitalization services.
How many potential patients, or what historically has been the number of Scott & White customers who have used St. Joseph's?
You know, Bill, that it's approximately 20% of the patients that we see annually are insured under Scott & White Health Plan, and so then we begin to divide up inpatient versus outpatient surgery patients. So it certainly is thousands of patients, out of the tens of thousands of patients that we see. It would be several thousand patients that would be affected. Again, after April 30th, would be affected by the change in of St. Joseph as a network provider.
From a business standpoint, how's St. Joseph planning to deal with the revenue that's going to be lost by having fewer patients come through the doors?
Certainly, from our perspective, a part of this had been once Scott & White announced they were building a hospital, we had anticipated most of those covered under their insurance plan would be directed to using that hospital, and that volume would switch when that construction was finished. We will make adjustments. We're already a pretty lean provider. We're in terms of low-cost providers, we're actually ranked very high in the top quartile among most other hospitals. So we will we'll have costs that will be reduced in terms of supplies, other materials, and we will certainly look to grow volume among commercially insured, Medicare, and other insurance patients to offset that volume shift is certainly what we're working to do now.
Not trying to over-dramatize the potential of the worst-case scenario, I'm sure that the St. Joseph administration is going to closely monitor what's going to happen after May 1st of next year.
Again, I'd say that through this announcement, we are preparing ourselves to make adjustments in our volumes. We're going to continue to grow, and we've seen some growth in a number of other commercially insured areas and Medicaid and Medicare area. So volume growth is certainly something we're going to work on to replace those patients. We would, again, be happy to continue to care for Scott & White insurance patients as we have been for years and years, that will really be a decision of the Scott and White Health Plan. We're still here. We can provide care. We would just be an out-of-network provider. And so this is not that we would not care for those patients. Again, we've cared for them and given them hopefully very good care for years and years. We are just not going to do that as a discounted in-network provider. So if patients want to continue to use us, we'll be happy to see them. We'll also, as I said, go out looking for or hoping to grow our volumes across the region. We're seeing more and more people, such as we talked about, for things like spine and knee surgery come in from outside the area. So I certainly don't think anybody on our end is overly nervous about the shift in volume. We certainly are disappointed to see Scott and White insured patients not have access to us, you know, starting in May of next year or not through the health plan. But I think we have a good plan in place to continue on serving the rest of the population and caring for a lot of people.
Any sort of historical documentation when the relationship first began?
You know, we were looking for that. I'm not exactly sure, Bill. It's been in excess of 5 years that we've had the exclusive relationship with them. We since Scott and White Health Plan came to town, we have been a provider on that network. So that's a decade or two ago. So, again, we have had a close working relationship through that partnership, caring for Scott and White patients. And this was not what we preferred to do. It was the decision of Scott and White to build a hospital, and we respect that and understand that. This is part of what we believe we need to do as an organization to continue serving our population and keep our ministry thriving.
Have I missed anything?
I'll tell you, we're waiting to see what the initial public reaction is on this one as well. Like I said, I know it was, we spent a great deal of time looking and deliberating on this. This was not an off-the-cuff decision. There were physician and our governance members, that are community members, and leadership from the hospital all involved at looking at this and making the decision. And so it was made with a great deal of thought. So,
in fact, let me go down that path a little bit. Was the discussion underway as soon as Scott and White announced the intention of building the College Station Hospital?
I think it certainly caught our attention, but until we had a little bit more detail of what it was going to look like, it took a little bit of time to understand what size a hospital, how many beds, and those kinds of things, because what went into ours was understanding the size of hospital, how many patients it would accommodate, to know how competitive the marketplace was going to be. So it didn't start immediately. It took several months afterwards to really understand the size and scope of their facility that we began our study and looking at it closely.
And how are the St. Joseph patients on Scott and White being notified about this?
Well, again, if they're patients that need hospitalization services, they're not affected until next April. And it is because it's a Scott and White Health Plan, we've made that announcement. It is we're trying to let the public in general know, but actual Scott and White Health Plan patients should be notified through the health plan. They should get information from the health plan, kind of telling them various options they have in terms of seeing folks and how things might change for the future. So that's not something that is really, although St. Joseph is sharing that so people are aware of it and ask those questions, it doesn't immediately affect the hospital side. It does not immediately affect anybody that's in the hospital or scheduled for surgery.